A great many of my characters and situations in my books come out of Harlem Live. The emotions in a number of my poems are the emotions of the Harlem people. They come from communities where schooling has often been very poor. They themselves may be, and very often are, quite bright men and women, but their backgrounds academically hasn't been of the best. And they bring to Harlem with them many of the problems and prejudices of the Old South. They also bring, sometimes, a quite rich and somewhat different vocabulary. And it's this vocabulary and this way of talking that people seem to like. Much of the material for my simple stories comes from things that I actually overhear in the street, in cafes, sometimes even at home. Recently, I wrote a little simple sketch which grew out of something that my uncle-in-law said one day. They were talking around the dinner table about people going to heaven, and he said, well, said, every time I hear of anybody going to heaven, he always wants to sit on the right hand of God. He said, the right hand must be so crowded, can't anybody else get on there? When I get to heaven, he said, I'm going to run right straight toward the left, because I know there's plenty of room. So I took that and developed a little simple story from it. When I get on the A train and get back to 125th Street and come out and look around, and there I am in the middle of great, big, black, beautiful Harlem, I'm happy. I woke up this morning about 3:30. All the women's in town was gathered around me. Sweet gals was a-moaning, Sylvester's gonna die. And 100 pretty mamas bowed their heads to cry. I woke up a little later, about 4:30. Doctor and undertakers both at my door. Black gals was a-begging, you can't leave us here. Brown skins crying, daddy, honey, baby, don't go, dear. But I felt my times a-coming, and I knowed us dying fast. I seed the River Jordan a-creeping muddy past. But I still sweet Papa Vester, yes, sir, long as life do last. So I hollers, come here, babies, for to love your daddy right. And I reaches up to hug him when the Lord put out the light. Then everything was darkness in a great big night.